Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today. Lovely Thursday morning as I look out the window and the sun is about to rise. See the traffic heading by. It's a great time to be in Pensacola. Want to talk about just some positive economic news I've seen in the media the last few days. Sometimes, you know, we get concerned. We know that there's some volatility in the economy right now. But talking to some folks just this week, with the recent data that's come out, expect to start to see some interest rate drops, hopefully as early as next month. And hopefully that'll spur some more activity. But I came across an article Wallet Hub ranked Florida as the second best state to live in for 2024. So, it just seems like, we've got about 1,000 people moving to our state every day, and there's a reason why. I mean, good things are happening in Florida. Good things are happening in Northwest Florida, and we're seeing that growth, and we have to be prepared for that growth. We are having, and most of that growth is really migration. Our deaths are outpacing our births, but folks are moving in. At the Chamber, really ever since COVID in 2020, we started getting calls from all over the country from people who said, I want to be in Florida. I want to be in Northwest Florida. I want to be in Pensacola. They have been flocking here, and I would say the states that we've seen the most, and this is anecdotally, but that we hear from the most from folks who are looking to move to Florida, it's been California, it's been Wisconsin, New Jersey, and surprisingly a little bit to me, Arkansas is a state that we get a lot of calls from people. And they call, we have relocation packets at the Chamber that we send to folks that has information about the community. And we get a lot of folks who stop by looking for the best place to live. They're looking for houses. They're looking for apartments. But Wallet Hub says that, the low unemployment rate in Florida, at under 3%. We have the sixth most job opportunities per capita, seventh lowest tax rate, and sixth highest median household income growth. So a lot of great momentum in Florida. It's really exciting to see a lot of great momentum here in Northwest Florida, and we want to keep that going. That's important to me. That's important to the Chamber. And, we want to make, as former Mayor Ashton Hayward said, Pensacola, Northwest Florida, the greatest place to work, live, and play. So with that, let's go to John with traffic on the fives.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I was in a whole nother world. Got no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays slow you down. Just a minor one happening right now. If you're traveling from Milton to East Milton, you'll see some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust, but you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, Give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can. Because it helps. Because it's nice. Because it's being a good neighbor. Because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in eStatements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting penair.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with eStatement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to penair.org/checking.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my 3 sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew Wiggins. Well, I said Andrew Wiggins. Andrew McKay. Oh my God. Well, this is the funny thing, because I was just about to preview. I have a guest coming on in the next segment. He's Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce. And I was looking at my notes and just saw Andrew Wiggins. And so apologies, Andrew McKay, who is on a well-deserved break before heading out to Chicago next week for the DNC. But Andrew Wiggins, who's the political director at the Florida Chamber of Commerce, will be joining us after the bottom of the hour break to talk about some of the things happening in the November election. So stay tuned for that little teaser. But wanted to talk just, we got a few minutes here. It was in the top of the hour news about the proposal from Mayor D.C. Reeves, the new Palafox. I was at the meeting on Tuesday where Mayor Reeves and he had a representative from the Jerry Pate Company to kind of walk through, and they were very clear about this. This is conceptual, what they proposed the other day. So this is not a final, you know, this is not the final deal. This is like, this is what it could look like. And I think everybody knows at this point that there will be a lot of conversations and a lot of, you know, input that will be given. There were a lot of the business owners on Palafox that were at that meeting, and they provided their input about parking. And I know Mayor Reeves has heard a lot about parking over the last few months, but you know, he's shown real leadership in getting out and working on these issues and dealing with them and being very transparent. So it was good to be a part of that meeting and to see the potential for what Palafox could look like. You know, Florida Power and Light has been doing a lot of work there over the last few years, and that's, you know, something that had to be done. And as a part of getting that wrapped up, they will be giving some money to the city to redevelop Palafox. And, you know, it is our iconic downtown street, and the potential there is great. You know, there will be some modifications to the parking, and understand that, you know, businesses don't want to lose anything that's in front of any parking that's in front of their business, and definitely can respect that. But as Mayor Reeves said throughout the conversation, they're going to be transparent. They're going to continue to have meetings and take input. But if you look at the visuals, you know, again, what it could be, it is very, very forward looking and exciting, and just add to what is already, you know, our iconic downtown Pensacola street. And, as someone, I'm blessed to have an office that overlooks just west of Palafox. So I get to see Maritime Park, and I see the ECUA property that we now hear the potential for development there with housing, which, you know, again, is exciting. I know some folks are hesitant whenever change is discussed, but, you know, that's what keeps our community going. As I talked about earlier, we are growing. Our population continues to grow. And so, you know, we need this development. We need housing. We need to continue to expand on the great things that have happened over the last couple of decades, and what makes Pensacola, Escambia County, Northwest Florida the great place to live. With that, going to kick it over to John with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. This report is brought to you by Staples Stores. Your local Staples Stores has hot deals and super low prices on everything from back to school, even technology. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. You're going to see a little delay if you're 98. Let's see here, down 98 right in front of the Walmart there, just because of the construction. It's going to cause some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And now we're going to David Wayne with the news.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq is resigning. Shafiq says she's resigning effective immediately because of the recent period of turmoil relating to anti-Semitism and protests on campus. She says that's taken a considerable toll on her family. Instagram reportedly not doing a great job addressing abusive comments targeting female politicians. Now, this is according to a new study from the Center for Countering Digital Hate. They say that the social media platform did not act on 90% of abusive comments that were reported, and 1 in 25 comments on female politicians' posts were, quote, highly likely to be toxic. And if you're a WNBA fan, they are back in action today after taking a break for the Olympics. The Phoenix Mercury with Team USA medalists Kalia Copper, Brittany Griner, and Deanna Taurasi will be in Chicago to take on rookie sensation Angel Reese and the Sky. So there you go for all the WNBA fans.
There you go. So back in action. You know, it's really taken off here. Caitlin Clark has been such a kind of a star and has helped elevate the profile of WNBA. But it's exciting to see. Want to continue with some good economic news that I've seen just over the past few days. Insurance rates, always a big topic of conversation in Florida. I hear about it a lot at the chamber, but I came across an article that says that our insurance market has seen the first reinsurance rate price decrease in years. So this was from the Department of Insurance Regulation. I think it's just 1.7% overall decrease from 2023 to now, but at least rates are going in the right direction. I know it's frustrating for businesses and homeowners that have to deal with those higher costs, but I know the legislature had a special session probably about a year and a half ago to deal with this, and they told us at the time it was going to take a while for these reforms to work their way through and to start seeing some rate reductions. But we are starting to see a little bit. Pray that the hurricanes stay away, because I know that would just cause that to turn around. But it's encouraging to see that rates are at least starting to creep down a little bit. Hopefully that'll increase in the coming months. And I also saw for our state budget folks, keep an eye on that. Senate President Kathleen Passidomo put out a memo yesterday saying that projections for next year's state budget are above what our actual income is above the projections. So, have a little bit more money to spend, a little bit more to put in state reserves. And, again, it's just an example of how great things are going in Florida. People are moving here. People are starting businesses here. People are retiring here. Again, for our region, it's important that we're prepared for that growth, continue to look to the future and, prepare for it. But just exciting times in Northwest Florida. I mentioned earlier, we hear about it pretty much every day. People calling, wanting to be in our community. You know, where can I find good housing? We know that's a challenge, but there are folks working on that. You know, you see new developments coming online all the time. So exciting stuff. And at the Greater Pensacola Chamber, we're just proud to be a part of it. So with that, coming up on the bottom of the hour break and the latest in the news with David Wayne.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump holding a rally in Asheville, North Carolina, Wednesday with a focus on the economy while also taking shots at Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala has declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority. Think of it for her, but day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Why hasn't she done it?
Harris will be in North Carolina tomorrow and will reportedly outline her economic agenda. But today she's going to make a joint trip to Maryland with President Biden for the first time since he dropped out of the race. Another attempt at Middle East ceasefire talks.
We do know overnight Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave his negotiating team a wider mandate to bring to the table, though analysts remain pessimistic about the possibility of success.
That's Fox's Trey Yangst. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is a beautiful morning right now, 74 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. The Department of Defense says new enlistees in the military are going to have to take cognitive testing starting next year. This comes after concerns about how traumatic brain injuries affect the troops. The Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center says more than 400,000 service members are estimated to have sustained TBIs between 2000 and 2019.
A lot of patients, they don't quite feel right. They're still having headaches. They're still having problems adjusting back to their normal lives. Don't feel like they can kind of snap back in. And everybody else is telling them to snap out of it.
That's Dr. Sean Miner from HCA Florida Hospital. The DOD says baseline cognitive testing for all new service members will begin next year. The city of Pensacola making the largest downtown investment in history with a plan to increase walkability and safety for people downtown. The city announced plans for the new Palafox this week.
You know, reimagining Palafox to really focus on three things. Safety, of course, first. And we see it both in data, the amount of people, just merely cell phone transactions tracked by the University of West Florida, up about 30% since 2021, almost 40%. And trying to not only anticipate growth in the future, but really to withstand the growth that we're seeing right now, which is, you know, more places for people to walk, to stay safer getting across Palafox.
There are some concerns, though, among downtown business owners. Channel 3 News talked to some people who said they're worried about a potential loss in parking. The plan itself does have a net loss of around 3 parking spaces. The mayor said that they're hoping to start that project by spring or summer in 2025, and it's expected to cost around $5 million. Charges have been dropped against the Okaloosa County deputy that was fired last month after being arrested on reckless driving, racing, and tampering with evidence charges while riding a motorcycle. 25-year-old Dylan Gentry was arrested in Fort Walton Beach July 12th. He'd been fired on the same day by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. The charges against Gentry were all dropped. That case was closed last Friday. A press release from Gentry's attorney says evidence was uncovered from a video camera on his motorcycle, which, quote, demonstrated he did not commit any criminal act and his arrest was unjustified. Gentry had been with the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office for 3 years prior to that incident. A bicyclist was killed after being hit by a car on Chemstrand Road yesterday. That happened near the intersection with Breezy Acres Road. FHP says the bicyclist, a 34-year-old Pensacola man, was not wearing reflective clothing. The driver, a 24-year-old from Jay, said he did not see the rider before that collision. The bicyclist died at the scene of the crash. It is 6:35 now, News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, they are flowing very smoothly. Starting to see some delays right there in Pea Ridge in front of the Walmart and Pea Ridge Elementary School. School is back in session, so don't forget that the buses are going to be running. So just take your time going through the car line. You know, it'll take you just a few extra minutes, but they'll get things worked out. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There will be a small chance of rain today, 30% chance overall, high near 94. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As you go into Friday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping the 90s around through Saturday with a 40% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Appreciate that update. Taking a look at our temperatures here. We do have 73 degrees right now in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 77 in Milton. Right now at 6:36, let's get a look at our market report for this morning.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. This week's data thus far has shown signs that inflation is easing. The consumer price index increased 0.2% in July and 2.9% year over year. Wholesale inflation also rose less than expected. Investors will be watching for retail sale data, which gets released this morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Gross domestic product rose 0.8% quarter-on-quarter in Japan, which beats Reuters' forecast of a 0.5% increase. Following the GDP data, Japanese markets rose while the yen strengthened marginally against the U.S. dollar. Wally Amos, the creator behind the Famous Amos Cookie Enterprise, has died. He was 88. Famous Amos cookies are known for using real ingredients, using no coloring or chemicals, and having remained as close to handmade as possible. Futures are slightly higher ahead of additional inflation data later this morning. That's Your Money Now.
6:37, our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. What do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Ah. Good morning. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Pensacola Morning News, sitting in for Andrew McKay, and I will apologize. I did not pick that song, so I'm just having a little fun with John. So welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Got a guest now I want to introduce, teased a little bit earlier. We've got Andrew Wiggins. He is the political guru. His official title is Senior Political Director for the Florida Chamber in Tallahassee. Andrew, welcome to Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Todd. It's so great to join everyone and really talk as we enter, you know, we're less than a week out of our next, our Florida primary. So, you know, really want to take an opportunity, Todd, to sort of talk about elections and, you know, as we gear up, sort of looking ahead to the one in November. So next Tuesday, each party will pick their nominees, as well as a lot of local races, from school board to city councils to, you name it. But in doing so, you know, one thing I do at the Florida Chamber is I work with, I help direct our political activity and try to educate voters on a lot of the issues facing Florida. And one of the things that we've truly taken a leadership over, you know, over the last 25 years is constitutional amendments. So it's something, you know, just to talk about the constitutional amendment process in Florida. We are one of the easier states in the country for amendments to be added to our constitution. They can be added through a paid petition process. You know, anytime, you know, many of us are walking out of Publix or any kind of store, and we're approached, or any parking lot, we're approached by people with petitions. Hey, you want to sign to put this on petition? Just know these people are paid. And in doing so, the ability to put them on our constitution is fairly easy. When we look ahead to this election right now, We have three amendments that have been put on the Constitution by petition gatherers. Looking at the right now, we'll have six amendments on the on the ballot in November. Each of these six amendments will have to garner 60% of the vote for passage. That's something that the Florida Chamber passed earlier this century, about a decade and a half ago. What this was meant to really address was, we saw a lot of people coming in. We have an amendment in our Constitution protecting pregnant pigs. So, you know, the Constitution is a sacred document. And so a lot of what we've done is try to protect it from having things placed in it that could be done legislatively by our legislature. That's one thing we've seen people do. So we look at the amendments. First, Amendment 1 is the partisan election of members of the school board, meaning when we vote for people running for the school board, now it's a nonpartisan position. But moving forward, it would be, you would either have a D, an R, or be a no party affiliated person behind your name. Second Amendment is the right to fish and hunt, protecting the right for, you know, Floridians to go out and fish and hunt without the government interfering. We've seen some things in other states, so it's a protection there. The Amendment 3 is the personal use of marijuana. It's the recreational marijuana amendment that we'll talk about. And then Amendment 4 is the amendment to deal with abortion rights access. So that was placed on the Constitution earlier this year. Amendment 5 is adjustments to homestead exemptions, having some of your homestead exemptions adjust to inflation moving forward. And then the last one, Amendment 6, is repealing the public campaign findings requirement. Right now, when you run for the governor or cabinet, if you adhere to spending requirements, the state will actually help match funds for you, you know, meaning taxpayers will fund campaigns.
Right.
So those are the six on the ballot, Todd. You know, I would love to take any questions you might have on them.
Yeah. So let's get a quick break for traffic on the fives, Andrew, and we'll come right back to you with some questions.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. No accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Andrew. Yeah. So we've got those six amendments that are on the ballot in November. So mm-hmm. to make it clear, and you said this earlier, we've
That's
got
correct.
The primary elections next week, general election in November, mm-hmm. but these six items will be on the ballot. Now, the one, you know, and you, we know each other from campaigns and working together on things like that, but the campaign finance amendment, mm-hmm. is that would completely take state money out of elections. Is that correct?
That's correct. It would. You know, looking at that one, though, Todd, we poll constitutional amendments more than anyone else in the state. And looking at that one, right now, that one does not look like it's going to pass, unless someone decides to spend some money on behalf of it. Right now, when that one looks like it just happens, it doesn't have the support.
Interesting. So, yeah. So you said you've polled these other amendments. Any kind of behind the curtain information you can give us?
Oh, absolutely. The one thing we can say right now, there's one amendment that will definitely pass, and that is the right to fish and hunt. It's pulling in the high 70s, okay? It has bipartisan support. It has support across every metric you might look for across the state of Florida.
Interesting.
Well, we look further, if we look at the, there's two other amendments, Amendment 3 and Amendment 4, the marijuana, the recreational marijuana and the abortion rights amendment. Those are right around passage or right under, depending on which poll. You'll see some polling that has it slightly under, some that has it slightly ahead. Those, we don't know the full story on yet, Todd. Tons of money is going to be spent on both sides for both of those amendments.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It seems like those are the high-profile amendments where people are heavily engaged. There's a lot of money behind, on both sides of those issues. And that seems like, as we get past the primary and into the general election season, we're going to see a lot more about those. Is that something? Is the Florida Chamber taking a position on those, particularly those two high profile amendments?
We've taken a position on the recreational marijuana. It's within our brand. It's the drug free workforce. And one of the things we agree with Congressman Gates over in your neck of the woods, where it has no business in the state constitution. You know, if it's one that, like, you know, it's an issue that, you know, where that can be done legislatively. So, that's where we see it. It's like, we've seen bills over the years to try to legalize that. That is something that can be formed by the legislature. As far as the abortion, that's something that we take a position on.
Understand. So,
of a cultural issue, not really a business issue. So.
Right. And then the homestead issue.
That's one that we're still looking at. There's still, the one that we're probably right front and center on is going to be the recreational marijuana one.
Right. And in terms of overall, I know you see a lot of data, a lot of polling, kind of the overall feeling in Florida. How are voters feeling about the state and the direction that we're headed in under Governor DeSantis's leadership?
Right now, when you look at Todd, it's an interesting question, because when we look at the country as a whole, we ask the voters, is the United States heading in the right direction? About 25% say yes. When you ask them, is Florida heading in the right direction? About 54%.
That's pretty telling.
They feel like Florida, they like what Florida's doing. They like, just where we're going. Places where you see them being in opposition is our high Democratic areas, where that has a full partisan effect.
Interesting. Any other high-profile races that the Florida Chamber will be tracking as we head into the general election?
Well, we focus on state races, so I think we'll be looking at legislative races in the House and the Senate. We got a House over a Senate race over in Tallahassee where Corey Simon is running for re-election. Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers. In the Senate, there's no jeopardy of them losing supermajority status. In the House, there'll be some races to pick and choose. The Democrats have a very difficult task ahead of them to try to get back from their superminority status.
I understand.
When I talk about supermajority, that has a lot to do with what you can do inside of a body, rules that limit debate, things like that. It just makes how they run the office a little bit, tougher.
Right. So a lot to keep an eye on. I know the presidential race will be the big one that everybody will be tracking, but a lot of other campaigns happening to watch through the fall. Andrew Wiggins, Senior Political Director at the Florida Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. when the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates, or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, my feeling coming back again. Like a rolling thunder chasing the wind. Forces pulling from of the earth, I get, I can feel it.
Welcome back to Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. on a lovely Thursday morning. Let's get a quick check on traffic with John, Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. ECU Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, let's see here. Even through Highway 29, I-10, I-110, they are flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing any delays there. Good news on that. That's a look at your traffic on the Fives. I'm John Pickens.
That's good to hear. Thank you, John. So we've got a few minutes left before we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour, halfway through the show. Got some great interviews coming up in the next hour. We're going to learn about our chamber ambassadors. They are volunteers that help us at the chamber. They help us at our ribbon cuttings and events, and we've got the head of our chamber ambassadors, Mark Van Wagenen, who will be joining us in the next hour. With Back to School coming up, we're going to hear from Dr. Ed Beddoes with Pensacola State College, find out what's happening with their back to school activities and programs. And then later on, of course, it's Thursday, we'll hear from Pensacola Police Department and Officer John Wood with an update from PPD. So got some great interviews coming up in the next hour, and just excited to be here on a beautiful Thursday morning, getting ready for the weekend. Got a little bit more to get there, but working for it, as they say. Appreciate the opportunity to sit in for Andrew McKay, who is taking a little break. He and Bobby Rossi will be heading out to Chicago for the DNC convention next week. If you have any comments, you can text us at 850-437-1620. Questions or comments as we go through the morning. And we always love to hear from listeners here on News Radio 92.3 FM and 1620 AM. You're talking about elections in the last segment. You know, primaries on Tuesday. Still have a few days left of early voting, so you can go to the Escambia County and Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Election sites, find out where those early voting locations are. You can vote at any of those as long as you're registered in that county. You don't have to vote at one that's in your home precinct. So get out and vote. I know I counted last night just out of curiosity, because when I get these political mailers, I keep them all. I've received 26 mailers for the District 4 County Commission race. So, so they're getting the word out, definitely letting you know that the election's coming up. But, yeah, early voting through Saturday. And then Election Day, which I always like going on Election Day, John. I don't know if you have a preference or not, but to me, it's got a little kind of like a holiday.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, it's our fundamental right, you know? So Tuesday it is for the general election.
Yep. So get out and vote.